Hello there. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you may be listening to me today. My name is Eddie Sand, and I am here to help you avoid frustration and disappointment with starting a business online. For more information, you can visit my webpage at eddiesand.com. Now, if you do have any questions about today's topic, please leave a message and I'll answer it in future programs. Now, today's topic is the one thing. All right. So the one thing, what's the one thing? I'm talking about, again, starting a business online or maybe taking your current business and using online marketing. So what is the one thing you need to do first or the one thing you need to focus before you start? Know your solution. That's very important. You know, it's hard enough to go out and start a business. I mean, not everybody does that, okay? So you are unique. You're very special. You've got the talent. And sure enough, you've got the entrepreneur spirit. You're listening to me today. You're here. So therefore, you have it. But you've got to make sure you start the right way and with the one thing. And that is to be clear about the solution that you bring to the marketplace. You know, when I first started, I remember back, 3 or 4 years ago. Who am I kidding? It's actually almost 5 years now. I wasn't clear. I really wasn't sure how I was going to solve people's problems because first, not only did I not know or was clear about my solution, but also I wasn't even sure who my ideal customer was going to be. And it does take time, okay? I'm not going to tell you it's easy. It takes time. However, it doesn't have to take too much time. Let me tell you how to get it done quickly and effectively. So first thing is, make sure that you're choosing a topic or a subject or an area that you are already passionate about, because your passion is what's going to save you from quitting. I'm telling you that right now. Don't just go out and sell a gadget because you want to make money quick and fast. Don't do that, because it will break you eventually. Emotionally, it'll drain you. All right. Do something that's you're passionate about and that also you can bring to the marketplace and help solve problems. Okay. So that's one thing. Number two, you got to make sure who your market is, because most likely you feel, if you're starting out, that you can help everybody. Well, don't make the same mistake I made, which I wanted to help everybody with everything. Okay, I'm very well known when I first started of knowing a lot of little things, but not focusing on one thing. As a matter of fact, I remember having a few people telling me, hey, you know, so when are you going to help us with this stuff? And yeah, that's embarrassing, because I will help them with so many other things, but yet I was not focused on the one thing, right? One little solution that I can actually duplicate and help anybody and everybody with one thing. So make sure that you not only you know your solution, but you know your ideal market, meaning what's that niche? You know, what is that that industry? You know, there's basically three industries out there, generally speaking. There is your relationship industry, there's the money market, and there is the the health market, right? So health, money, and relationship. Those are, generally speaking, the three areas or industries that are available. Everything and anything that we buy, usually that's what they cover. So make sure you know where you fall in, what market is your solution in. Then there, obviously, you're going to be able to find your ideal customer through that market, in that marketplace. And then once you niche it down, once you break it down and be very clear and specifically have a niche market within that marketplace, now you've got a solution that's going to truly make a difference, have an impact in other people's lives. All right. So that's the one thing you want to focus on. Focus on the solution. Make sure you're clear about the solution that you bring, and also be clear on who your ideal market is. Now, if you want more information about this, a little bit more details, there's actually also two other things that you've got to make sure you do. It's a checklist that I've actually created. It's a three-step checklist that can actually take you through these steps. Absolutely no cost to you. You can get it at my website. If you go again to visit eddiesand.com, you'll find it there and request so that I can actually email it to you and start using it. I promise you, it's going to keep you focused and guide you in the right direction that you need to go. All right, so till next time, I want to remind you that I am here to make sure you just go through the process of building a business online or starting or taking, excuse me, your business online and start marketing it there using the internet without all the frustration and disappointment that may cost you. I'm going to save you a lot of time and a lot of money. So keep coming back and listening in to this small tips that I have for you. You can go again on my website to know more about what I do, eddiesand.com, and I will see you next time or talk to you next time. Till then, stay always motivated by your passion. Peace.